good to be back at the parish and back at work, so to speak, after last week. I spent the week on retreat with my monastic community at Mount Angel. It's always one of the things I look forward to every year, being able to spend an uninterrupted week with my community, especially the past few years while I've been here, and spend time in prayer. It's always supposed to be a good kind of fervorino of motivation of this is why we do what we do and this is why we live our lives, and kind of a back to the fundamentals. This year's retreat master was a scripture scholar. He had a doctorate in scripture, and the topic was on the nine different verses from the Old Testament on the names of God. And he walked us through every Greek and Hebrew conjugation of the divine names of God and their different meanings based on linguistic texts. And then he ended the last homily talking about the different obelisks in ancient Egypt. I think by the end of the retreat, I had counted all of the floor tiles in the church. But nonetheless, it was good to spend time with my community. The names of God are actually important. But the most important name of God that we have is to call God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. It's the great mystery that the church gives to us this weekend to celebrate, the Most Holy Trinity. It's the name that is etched on our very soul. And this is remarkable. When the church gives us feast days like this, it does so for a very important reason, and the timing is always important as well. This feast is given to us at the conclusion of Easter. We have behind us now the Sacred Triduum, we have behind us the Easter Vigil, we have behind us Pentecost. So why celebrate Trinity Sunday today? It's really quite simple. The Easter season is the celebration of the activity of the divine persons of God, the saving action of his people. And at the Easter Vigil, we celebrate especially baptism. And in baptism, as Jesus relates to us this Sunday, we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The very name of God as Trinity is etched into our soul at baptism. It is placed forever upon our hearts indelibly, which means it can never be erased, can never be expunged. The name of the Trinity is imprinted on us and lasts with us forever. That's why the church gives us this solemnity after Easter, to continue to reflect upon the name of God imprinted on our very soul. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is something we refer to time and again as Catholics, as believers. How often do we make the sign of the cross? In the beginning of Mass, we start it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we end it with this blessing of the same. We begin our prayers before meals with the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We wake up in the morning or go to bed at night with the same prayer on our lips. That prayer, the sign of the cross, the Most Holy Trinity, is something we do so often we probably don't recognize it. We probably don't even realize it when we're doing it. But it is, in fact, a prayer. Our life in God began in our baptism, being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it ends the same way. When we come to Mass, because of our baptism, we are inserted into the saving action of the Trinity, where the Son is offered to the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens at Mass, at every Eucharistic celebration. It's the sacrifice of the Son to the Father in the Holy Spirit. Not again, but commemorated and made present. And we are inserted into that mystery. We are inserted into that offering. into that Trinitarian relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The name of the Trinity, which is imprinted into our hearts, is also a good point of reflection when we think about the name of God. God gives us two commandments. There is one God, and to reverence his name. We often think of that in terms of not taking the name of God in vain, not using it to curse, so to speak. And as well and good as that is, if the name of God is imprinted on us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then reverencing the name of God is as much about using ourselves, our soul, our bodies, all that we are, in a reverential way, to worship and honor God as it is imprinted on us. We bear that name in us. And so this Trinity Sunday is much more than trying to understand the great mystery of one God, but three persons, but undivided unity. It's one of the great things of our faith that is difficult to comprehend from an intellectual standpoint, but it's very easy for us to understand it as it relates to us in the Mass, because we are inserted into that action of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if we understand that the best name that we have for God is love, with a capital L, as St. John gives to us, and we understand the action between the Father, the lover, and his eternally beloved Son, and that which exists between them called love, the Holy Spirit, we too are inserted into that. That too is imprinted on our hearts in baptism. As much as we reverence the name of God externally, or we reverence the name of God internally as it's marked on our soul, the mark of love permeates us as well, internally and externally. Our very being is wrapped up in this mystery of God we call love, which is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why the Church gives us this feast day after Easter, to continue to reflect upon what has been marked into us, that we are a reflection of the holy name of God, that we bear that name within us, and that we are marked and stamped by God's love and are meant to express that our whole life. That all that we do, not just at Mass, but our whole life, begins and ends in the God who is Trinity, in the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that takes the rest of our lives to unfold that mystery, to live it out. And when we're confronted, perhaps even overwhelmed by such a great mystery that God gives to us, what can we do or say back to him? But glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.